Chef Plum from the Food Network is all about pumpkins this week. Different facts and, more importantly, different recipes that you could actually use with your pumpkins.
Chef, now is this something where I can go around the neighborhood and collect my neighbor's pumpkins and do something creative with them in my own house after that? Or once I sit my pumpkin out for a few days, is it like expired? I should get a fresh one.
Pumpkins are delicious. They have a lot of nutritional content. You don't want to eat the ones that your neighbors are carving their raven because they're a little bit different, not as quite as much nutritional value. You know, you want the little bit smaller ones that are kind of grown naturally. Those are the ones you're looking for. I know it sounds annoying to say you want the ones that are small and grown naturally, but think of the ones that maybe aren't the grocery stores. You might see the farmer's market, or you might see at your local farm. Those are the ones you want to eat the most, I think.
Okay, so the uglier the pumpkin, the better off it's going to taste, he says.
Yeah, if you could find an ugly small pumpkin, then that's the one you want to make your food.
The runt of the pumpkin litter, I understand.
The funny part is that you can get pumpkins anywhere. They're not hard to find, which is great because pumpkins are actually grown on every continent except Antarctica, which makes a lot of sense considering, you know, Antarctica's a frozen tundra. Nothing really grows there, but they're grown everywhere. I thought that was pretty cool to find out.
Yeah, poor penguins. They don't get to carve pumpkins, I guess. So we got all these pumpkins that are grown all over the world. Everybody's getting ready for Halloween. Yesterday, we talked about like different cultures. They carve turnips and beets and potatoes. Was it America that started carving the pumpkins? Do you know?
The Irish started carving pumpkins first, which was interesting. They mentioned, like I said yesterday, they carved out of potatoes and beets and all kinds of crazy stuff. Interestingly enough, the world's heaviest pumpkin actually weighed 2,600 pounds. It was grown in Germany.
Looks like we missed that one scientist after WW2.
All right, so today we are making easy pumpkin biscuits.
I love biscuits. Biscuits are delicious to make, but they can be a pain in the butt to make sometimes because you have to do what's called laminating, where you take the dough and you fold it and you roll it and you fold it and you roll it and you fold it and you roll it and you fold it and you roll it. I can keep going. You get the picture, right? Yeah, it's a ton. So this particular type of biscuit I've come up with, biscuits are one of my favorite things to eat. This particular recipe is based off something called a drop biscuit, which makes it incredibly simple. It means you scoop it out of the bowl with a spoon and just drop it right on your pan. All you got to have is 3 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 4 teaspoons of sugar, some baking soda, some baking powder. So I want you to place 2 cups of heavy cream in the microwave, okay? For 90 seconds. You want to get about 100 degrees. What happens here is those solids that are in that cream start to melt down. That's what we want to have happen. That's the secret of this dough right here. That's the hardest part of the recipe right there.
Okay, I can microwave stuff, so that's good.
With the best of them.
So now take your dry ingredients, your all-purpose flour, your sugar, your baking soda, your baking powder, and just kind of whip it all together until it's all nice and mixed together. And then all you're going to do is add in that warm cream to it. Mix it up together. Add the pumpkin because you're going to add, again, 1/2 cup of pumpkin pie filling to this. So add about 1/2 cup of pumpkin pie filling in the can right into that. Mix it up into your dough, kind of fold it together, and then just spoon it out onto a sheet pan. Bake that in the oven for 10 to 12 minutes on the upper middle rack. So it's kind of right in the middle there at 450. When it comes out, let them rest for a minute and brush them with a little melted butter. Let me tell you something right now. These biscuits are phenomenal.
Well, I love me some biscuits, so I'm definitely excited to try this recipe. And if it went by too fast for you and you want to try it too with your pumpkin, you can head to our website, annonraven.com, or you can check out the recipe on our Instagram at annonraven. Thank you, Plum. We're looking forward to tomorrow.
Yay. I love how you guys brand stuff.